Good evening. Merry Christmas Eve. Man, I caught you guys by surprise. Let's try that. Take the Eve thing off, okay? We'll just practice for tomorrow. Merry Christmas. Amen. Amen. I love you guys. Welcome to Burns Memorial United Methodist Church. We are three faith communities in one church. My name is Will Morris, and by right of the funny collar, I'm the pastor here. It is good to see you all. Let me give you a few explanations as we move into tonight's worship service. The first one is welcome. We're so glad you're here. Some people complain about folks who don't come to church all the time. Some people who come on Christmas Eve and some people who come on Easter. That's a good start, and we're glad that you're here, and I want to welcome you that if you're looking for a faith home, you have found it here at Burns. Every Sunday at 10 o'clock, we would love to have you join us for worship. If you'd rather worship in Akan, which is the language, sort of the central language of Ghana, we can set you up. If you want to worship in Tongan, we can set you up with that as well. So we try to have many cultures, and we are all followers of Jesus Christ, so you'll be in the right place if you show up on a Sunday morning. Let me describe to you some of the mechanics. Hopefully, I'm hoping everybody has a candle as you came in. What happens is at our final hymn, which is Silent Night, and they did this for my benefit because I can't hold a hymnal and hold a lighted candle. So if you see, the back of the bulletin has Silent Night. So once you get your candle lighted, you can use that to illumine that and sing the song. What's going to happen is we will bring the light from the Lord's table down. I have folks helping me who will bring the light to your pew. And the thing to remember, which somebody just reminded me of, is the person bringing the light to you will hold their candle straight up and down. If you would put your candle at an angle, that way we're not pouring hot wax all over everything. Does that make sense? So if you have an unlighted candle, go into the flame at an angle. They will keep it straight up and down, and that way we'll be safer than otherwise. We've only had one fire in this church, and that was many, many years ago, and it involved the communion cup basket. It was all under control. Nobody was hurt, but we're not going to do that tonight. So let's keep safety as a high priority. The other thing is I hope that you can join us after the worship service. It'll run an hour and a quarter, maybe an hour and a half, depending on how many people come up for communion. But in our parlor, if you leave the sanctuary here and turn left and turn left, you'll show up at the parlor. And I have it on good authority that there are several acres of cookies and sandwiches and good things. So I hope you can join us for that little Christmas cheer before you go on to Christmas Eve further than that. I mentioned three congregations, and I want to introduce to you the pastors, the main leaders. First, from the Tonga Fellowship is Pastor Atunio Tolutau. Atunio, would you stand and greet us? Good to see you, sir. Okay, let's try that again. I want to present Atunio Tolutau. Try it again, buddy. There we go. There it is. Okay. If you're a visitor, you can tell we're pretty serious at this church. And then from the Ghana Wesley United Methodist Fellowship is Pastor Emmanuel Nkansa. Yay, absolutely. And yes, you heard his name right, Emmanuel, God with us. So great. Let me also do a quick explanation, because how many of you are familiar with the tradition of the Advent candles, the Advent wreath? Most, but not all. The three purple and one pink candles, the season of Advent is four Sundays preceding Christmas Eve. On each of the four Sundays, we light an additional candle. You'll notice that when we sing the Advent song, there are 1 through 5 verses. We have sung one verse for each of the four preceding Sundays, and we'll sing the final verse today. The one candle that's lighted on the Lord's table is the Christ candle. Last Christmas Eve in 2013, that candle was brand new, and throughout the year that has been burning. Tonight we will light the new Christ candle from the old one and complete the cycle of the year. So there's a lot of meaning here. We don't call your attention to it during the service, but I wanted to explain that in case you don't know what that is. How many of you are ready for Santa Claus? It wasn't a loaded question. I'm not trying to trip you up. How many are ready for the advent of Jesus Christ into the world? Amen. Amen. One of the real important traditions of Burns Church is that before we worship together, we greet as many people as we can. So on this sacred and holy night, let me ask you now to rise up on your feet as you are able and seek out somebody who you don't know and welcome them in the peace of Jesus Christ. Good evening and Merry Christmas. God is good all the time, especially on Christmas Eve. We're trying to get the mechanics figured out. You know, one of the traditions in our family, I don't know if you were here early, the music that was playing is the Percy Faith Orchestra. How many of you are old enough to remember Percy Faith? I said Percy Faith to my son, Zach, and he said, "Is he some evangelist on TV?" He didn't. That's not true. But Percy Faith was a wonderful orchestra. So that was, I mean, when I was a little guy, from the time I can remember Christmas.